The Pirates scored three times in the bottom of the seventh off Buck Farmer as they beat the Reds Tuesday night in Pittsburgh 4-1. The loss wastes another good outing by Red starter Hunter Green, who put six innings of four-hit, one-run baseball with 10 strikeouts. Cincinnati's lone run came in the top of the first when Jonathan India scored on a wild pitch. Let's get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Chris, tough one tonight, but bright spot in this ball game was certainly how well Hunter Green pitched yet again. This is about a string of five or six straight starts now where he has thrown the ball awfully well.
I guess you never get tired of saying that, do you?
No, you don't.
I mean, he is so impressive on the mound. He's got great presence on the mound. He's got great posture. Looks like he's in control. Looks like the king of the hill. And, I mean, to think he's only 23 years old, it's really amazing. He did not have his overpowering fastball tonight until he needed it there in the fifth inning when he had bases loaded, nobody out. And, I mean, he reached back for a little bit extra and threw fastballs at 100 miles an hour, really for the first time all night long. Threw it right by two hitters. They got a great play defensively by Kyle Farmer to get out of the inning. That was super impressive for me. The odd thing, though, Tommy, he has had 23 starts so far this year. The Reds have won exactly five of those.
That's wild, isn't
it?
They
have lost 18 of his 23 starts. It's almost beyond believable.
Yeah, it's hard to comprehend, but part of the problem tonight was the fact that the Reds just couldn't generate any offense, and this has been going on for a while now, Chris, where the Reds have struggled to find runs.
Well, you know, you miss some big guys in the lineup. I mean, Joey Votto hasn't been around here for a month or so now, and it begins to fall on other guys that have not seen a lot of big league pitching. You have guys that are just not hitting the ball well this year. You're bringing players up from the minor leagues who are going through the league for the very first time. It's tough to get it going, and you certainly don't have enough guys making contact. And despite the efforts of the batting coaches, Alan Zinter and all, it's just sometimes you're just overwhelmed by pitching, and right now that's the way it looks.
Of course, Will Crow did throw the ball pretty well for the Pirates tonight. Then they got David Bednar back, so bullpen's kind of back to full strength for Pittsburgh. Tough one tonight as the Reds fall to the Pirates 4-1. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this. The Reds lost to the Pirates on Tuesday night 4-1. Now to the highlights. The Reds spotted starter Hunter Green a run in the very first inning of this game. With one out, Jonathan India drew a walk against Mitch Keller. Kyle Farmer singled, moving India to second. India moved to third on a force, and then Keller gave the Reds a run.
0-1 on steer, first and third, two outs, and the right-hander's 0-1 pitch. In the dirt outside, and that ball pops up into the air and caroms up the first baseline, allowing India to score, and the Reds strike first on a wild pitch. 1-0 Reds, Fraley into second base.
Green set the Pirates down in order in the bottom of the first, including two strikeouts. In the top of the second, Michael Ciani came to the plate against Keller with one out, and he finally collected his first big league souvenir.
2-2. Ripped over the third baseman, and that is down for a base hit. Michael Ciani has his first major league hit, a solid line drive single the other way, and Ciani is aboard with one out here in the second. So congratulations to Michael Ciani. That single to left is his first big league knock.
Ciani finished tonight going 2-for-3. The Reds loaded the bases in the top of the third thanks to a couple of hit batters and a walk but couldn't cross the plate. Pittsburgh tied the game in the bottom of the third. Green hit the number 9 batter to begin the inning. O'Neill Cruz then reached on an error by Jonathan India with Jiwon Bae moving to third. Then he scored with Brian Reynolds at the plate.
O'Neill Cruz at first, Jiwon Bae at third, swung on, that's a shot up the middle. That could be a double play ball fielded by Barrero, steps on the bag at second, over to first, and that is a double play. Reynolds, no RBI, but the Pirates will score a run on that ground ball, and they come right back to tie this ball game up. That was about as Taylor made a ground ball double play as you'll ever want to see.
Both teams put a runner on in the fourth but couldn't cross the plate. In the top of the fifth, the Reds loaded the bases with two outs but failed to score when Aristides Aquino flew out the right field. In the bottom of the fifth, the Reds really dodged a bullet. Hunter Green loaded the bases thanks to a single, double, and a hit batter, but he then struck out number 3 hitter Rodolfo Castro. He struck out number 4 hitter Jack Suwinski. and then got out of the inning thanks to his third baseman.
Miguel Andujar at the plate, the former Yankee. He has struck out both times he's faced Green tonight. The pitch, swinging a ground ball down the third baseline, diving stop Farmer, long throw, and out at first base. What a play, Kyle Farmer. Diving stop right on the line behind the bag at third, popped to his feet and threw a bullet to Spencer Steer at first base to get the out. What a play by Farmer.
Green came back out to pitch the bottom of the sixth for Cincinnati. He retired the first two batters he faced before giving up a base hit to Jason DeLay. Green then ended the inning and his night against second baseman Ji-Won Bae.
This will be the 97th pitch of the night for Hunter Green. And it's a swing and a miss as he blows Bae away with a fastball. Down on strikes, Ji-Won Bae on a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. Green's 97th pitch of the game. We'll see if it's his last.
Here's the pitching line on Hunter Green. Six innings, four hits, one run. It was unearned. Three walks, 10 strikeouts, 97 pitches, 62 for strikes. Buck Farmer came out to pitch the bottom of the seventh for Cincinnati, and things did not go well. O'Neill Cruz led off with a single and stole second base. Brian Reynolds then walked. Farmer struck out Castro, but walked Sawinski to load the bases. That brought Miguel Andujar to the plate.
Pitch by Farmer, swung on. That's not a double play. That's a ball into the left center field gap, way back off the top of the wall. That'll score multiple runners right here. And one will score. Here comes the second, and the runner from third will come all the way around. That is Jack Sawinski.
Well, they would have had a play on Sawinski. Barrero taking that throw from Ciani just missed the ball. It hit off his glove and rolled away from him. That allowed the trailing runner to score. Ciani could not have played that ball off of the wall any better. It was right in the corner of the wall in left center field as the wall juts back to Triples Alley here at PNC Park, where it goes back to 410.
The Reds won out in order in the eighth, and Pittsburgh closer David Bednar retired Cincinnati 1-2-3 in the ninth, and that was that. Reds lose 4-1. Here are the totals for Pittsburgh. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 9 left. Cincinnati 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors. They stranded 8. Crow the winner, 6-10. Farmer the loser, 2-2. Bednar save number 18. No home runs in the game. 3 hours and 1 minute. 8,723 on hand at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. With the victory, the Pirates are 58-97. The Reds fall to 60-95. The finale of the three-game series is Wednesday afternoon at PNC Park as right-hander Luis Sessa goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He's 4-4 with a 4.78 ERA. Right-hander Bryce Wilson will pitch for Pittsburgh. He's 3-9, his ERA 5.95. We're on the air with the pregame show at 12:05. First pitch is scheduled for 12:35. And once again, the final score on Tuesday night, the Pirates beat the Reds 4-1. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.